Appropriations, Element Appropriations Subcommittee. Tempe, please call the roll.
Chair Hudson?
Here.
Senator Thurston?
Here.
Senator Brandis? Senator Lee? Senator Perry?
Here.
Senator Simpson?
Here.
Senator Tadeo?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Members, today I want to give you some highlights of the proposed budget and what we've all been working on drafting. We had to make some hard funding decisions, and some issues did not receive the funding increases or requested, or may have been allocated just a little bit less than in the past. Part of this is because the panhandle of our state was hit with a near Category 5 hurricane this past fall. To highlight some of our budgets, I'd like to say that our budget provides spending to help our neighbors in the panhandle to recover from impacts from Hurricane Michael. I want to highlight some of these decisions for you. $100 million for housing recovery, but is more flexible to quickly deploy so that the residents of the area can get back into their homes and get back to normal. Over $9 million for the counties and cities for repairs to address their needs in buildings, roads, utilities, and other infrastructures. Another $15 million for local governments to get assistance from DOT to make repairs for their local roads. We give the Division of Emergency Management an additional 20 positions so that division can manage the recovery process and work with the federal partners more efficiently and effectively. At least five of these positions are dedicated to technical assistance. These individuals will help the local governments craft and submit their FEMA claims to increase the success of obtaining the needed reimbursements. While benefiting all of our rural counties in the state, this proposal also increases the Rural Infrastructure Fund for a total appropriation of $2.6 million and provides $2.5 million for rural counties to apply to DEM for assistance in updating or designing for new emergency operation centers. The 2018-19 TED Committee budget highlights is $14.6 billion. It fully funds affordable housing, $331 million, including the hurricane programs I just mentioned. So we will not be sweeping any Sadowski in this initial budget. It fully funds the DOT work plan by $9.7 billion. Fully authorizes the Division of Emergency Management to process and pay FEMA reimbursements for disaster over the past several years. It maintains base spending for our economic development partners. It directs Visit Florida, and we give $50 million to Visit Florida. It directs Visit Florida two things. Number one, no expenditure funds that benefit any local government that bans certain types of sunscreen. I believe it's important that we keep our brand of the Sunshine State, and I do not want us to be known as the melanoma capital of the world. I create an advertising campaign also within Visit Florida to educate visitors of the environment, the environmental impacts of plastics on our waterways and wildlife. We also provide $28.5 million for our ranked list of arts, culture, history, and library construction. Many of the members on this committee told me how important it was to them, so I funded it at $28.5 million. It also provides an additional $4.5 million for libraries to maximize the federal grant dollars, and that is a total of $21.8 million that would come down from the libraries. And then something that I know is important to Senator Thurston, your community in the Glades has been asking for a community center for the young children and active adults so that they have a place to go. We funded $800,000 for the Glades Community Center, Senator Thurston. Are there any questions? All right, seeing none, I would like to direct staff to make any technical corrections or adjustments necessary to process the recommended budget. Senator Thurston moves to accept the subcommittee's proposal for the budget, proviso language, and implementing bill provisions, and to forward our budget recommendations onto the full Appropriations Committee. Without objection, show that motion adopted. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Thurston moves we adjourn. Show that this committee is adjourned.